Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dana and Parks coming up in an hour. Here's your adult content warning that if you
this
have
is rough.
Children anywhere near your radio, it's a good time to shuffle them out of the room for a little bit. Cover their sensitive little ears, because this is one of the worst stories we've had in quite a while.
I'm going to say real quick before we get into this, if you commit a crime that we can't, because of FCC rules, describe accurately on air, where we're going to have to use a lot of euphemisms
here. There are a couple words we're going to have to leave out.
You should not get community service.
Okay, so the story is out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Channel 5 got this from KOKH. We have an 18-year-old man, and I want to say that again, because that's going to matter here in a second. An 18-year-old man, legally an adult, who was convicted on multiple rape-related charges. And there is body cam footage that shows Stillwater police arresting what's this guy's first name? Jesse Butler. We know his name because legally he's an adult.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would not know his name.
That's a good point.
Legally, he is an adult. But he was 17 at the time that he was arrested. And that's where this is going to get tricky. So he was arrested earlier this year of 10. It was 11 charges total, 10 of which are related to rape. Yeah. It involves two victims that we can talk about here in a second. I cannot list to you. There are a couple of charges here.
Yeah. I didn't even. I'll be honest with you, Jamie. I've not seen one of these before. The instrumentation thing.
Yes.
I'm sure that's a thing, and maybe I just haven't paid attention enough. But I've not seen that listed as a criminal charge. But
domestic assault, battery by strangulation, the one we just mentioned, violating a protection order, and other rape related charges.
That's the other thing. Violating a protection order.
Yeah.
Meaning this wasn't just some, like, he got drunk at a party and went nuts. He did some drugs or something. This is, he was stalking them.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Yeah. So, again, records show the charges stem from incidents with two different victims. And the reason this is a story is because he is 18 now, but he was 17 when he was arrested. He pleaded no contest, and what was original, and no contest means, isn't that the one that, or no, it's an Alford plea. Never mind. I was thinking of something else. So originally he was going to be sentenced to 78 years. I mean, life and then some, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was changed to community service and counseling after he was given youthful offender status. Because again, he's 18 now, but he was 17 when it happened. He committed some very adult, very violent, life-altering crimes, and he will not face jail time at all.
He's not even
if
gonna,
he meets the requirements like community service and counseling.
He's not even going to miss school time.
No,
he can't go to the school in person, but
He's a virtual student.
He's going to be a virtual student. So that, because God forbid you miss school time, because that would affect your academic record when you go to college.
He will not even have to register as a sex offender,
Jesus.
Which to me is maybe the worst part of all of this. So there will be no
record. They can't track him. You're right.
And then he'll be.
Right.
And he's 18.
When he applies to colleges.
Anytime you have to check, anytime where having a felony on your record would keep you from doing something. And a lot of times we think that that rule is too harsh. Like having a felony on your record shouldn't prevent you from getting a lease sometimes. This is the guy though.
Yeah.
This is the reason those laws exist. He will not even have to register as a sex offender. What are we doing?
Quentin asked a pertinent question during the break. His name's Jesse Butler. What type of demographic does he fit exactly?
I mean, we have a picture of him.
Yeah, it's going to shock you guys.
It's also Stillwater, Oklahoma.
I mean, fair, but he is a young white man, just like Brock Turner, who was the Stanford swimmer who raped a girl, was a young white man who got away with it because we don't want to ruin his life. Ethan Couch, I don't know if you remember him. He was the affluenza teen who killed a bunch of people, got drunk and plowed into them. He got off because, well, we don't want to ruin his life. Christopher Belter, who did multiple rapes at a mansion party. No prison time for him. Don't want to hurt his life. Boyd Kramer, similar. He was an elite athlete. We can't ruin his life just because he did a heinous thing to an innocent person.
Okay, so this was a court that granted, this was a judge that granted this status. Her name was Susan Worthington. I would love to know who is the lawyer who is assigned this case as a public defender or takes this case, who argues in, how can you get up in the morning and, you know, and exist as a human and argue, except that it's your job.
It's your job.
Argue for this. But the court in advance of him going to court. Again, he pleaded no contest to the charges and agreed to this deal. Do you want to guess how many hours of community service he even will have to do?
So it's not.
There's no number that makes it okay.
500 hours.
150 hours. That's it. 150 Jeez. Hours of community service. So the court approved the arrangement, which is a rehabilitation plan authorized. This is state law that does this. Oklahoma's Youthful Offender Act for juveniles ages 13 to 17 who are charged with serious crimes. This is, oh my God. Okay, so I'll read the next sentence. The Guardian did a really comprehensive story that picked up information from a lot of resources. The deal has outraged residents and politicians who say it is an insult to the victims. They, like Butler, were students at Stillwater High School when he assaulted them and were forced to share a classroom with him for several weeks after he was charged.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even after he was charged, he still went back to that school. Who approved this law? Who in Oklahoma? Because this became a law.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma that said, sure, we can just did they not think about the implications of what happens when you have a 17-year-old? And we don't know, I don't know anything about the victims, so I don't know how young they were, but if there was a violation of order of protection, that means that there was a history.
Right. That they needed, obviously, protection
that
from him.
That started in a lower place and then,
which is
and
also,
then got here.
Look, the whole point of the youthful offender status is you're young, you don't know any better, you're dumb, you make mistakes, and that shouldn't haunt you for the rest of your life. But, you know, when you're 16 or 17, we all were dumb, impulsive, hormonal. But you absolutely knew the difference between kissing someone who wants it and violently sexually assaulting them who does not. And you knew the difference between we hooked up and I'm not proud of it and I strangled somebody and violated a protection order. There's a difference between teenage brain. And because that would explain shoplifting or speeding.
Frontal cortex is not fully developed
yet. It does not explain 11 serious charges And this guy gets off because he did it when he was 17, because he was, what, 5 months younger than they say when you're an adult?
Okay. So again, if you have kids in the room, cover their ears, because the mother of one of the victims has been speaking out quite a bit. According to prosecutors, Butler was the boyfriend of one of the victims, whose mother said in victim impact statements that the girl told the court that Butler strangled her and filmed himself doing everything he's accused of after she fell unconscious. And then he threatened to kill her or her family if she spoke about it.
Again, he's just a kid, though. I mean, this is just youthful indiscretion.
She said 30 more seconds. Jeez. And this would not be my statement. It would be my mother's, because I would not have survived. It was nearly attempted murder.
What? And here's the thing, too, is system will absolutely treat a 17-year-old or 16-year-old as an adult if they steal a car, fire a gun, or get into a fight with police. Suddenly, and I hate to but I think this is true based on the cases I cited earlier. When it's sexual violence against women,
yeah,
we're back to he's just a kid.
Yeah.
Let it. We don't want.
What was she wearing?
We don't need to ruin his life.
Right.
He was just. He's just a kid. The life that is already ruined is on the other side of that protection order. That's the life that you should be more concerned about. But instead, this little jackass, this little monster, gets to live the rest of his life without any repercussions. And I'll just ask you, do you think this is a one-off thing? You think if somebody does this...
I mean, he did it twice, allegedly.
Right, that they're not going to do it again?
Yeah.
That he's not going to go to college and do it again? And now you're inflicting him onto other innocent people because you refuse to do anything about it. So
here's all he has to do. He doesn't even face... Like 78 years totally off the table. He has to complete his rehabilitation plan successfully. What does that look like? How do you rehabilitate somebody like this?
I could think of it would involve a butcher knife.
Including in a different state. That's exactly what it would mean. Yeah. I think Alabama has that. Including an aggressive schedule of therapy with a specialist in sex offender treatment. And should he fail, he faces reclassification as an adult at a sentence not of 78 years, but of 10 years in prison. Mm. So the worst thing that happens is he does 10 years. He is also subject to a curfew. Oh, is banned from social media and must attend daily check-ins and weekly counseling sessions, but just until his 19th birthday. So my guess is this is a one-year plan, if that.
So I have a question about, and it's just making this about a broader legal issue, right? You know, the Golden Gate killer, I think that was his name. The one that was just recently caught because mm-hmm. they found his DNA on like a 23andMe mm-hmm. match and all that stuff, right? What if he committed those break-ins and those rapes and murders when he was 17?
Yeah.
Would they just go, oh, well,
youthful offender status.
Youthful offender status, right? I mean, he was, but my point is he was caught in his 60s. But what if he committed the crimes when he was 17? Yeah. Would they just go, oh, well, you know, that was heinous, but you were only 17?
Yeah. What if this guy had been 25 when they arrested him instead of, I guess they arrested him when he was 17 and he's 18 now.
Yeah. But what if he committed the crime and he was an adult when they caught him, but he committed the crime when he's 17? Do we just look the other way?
Yeah. To me, youthful offender status, I don't know what the point of this law was, but I would imagine it is or the idea was not sex crimes, property crimes, you know,
stealing a car. Sure.
Yeah. Anything that doesn't involve a person, you know, where a person is a victim. Maybe it didn't occur to them that they'd be in this kind of situation, but can the judge not make an exception here? Can we rewrite the law now so that this doesn't happen? Does he get to go back to school? He's 18, so I don't know. He was going to school virtually. Oh yeah, he was in class.
No, his sentences. He's the school is holding him more accountable than the justice system is, because the school is like, you absolutely cannot come to class in person.
And I'm sure
you have to attend virtually.
This is a situation where, you know, the victim who and the mother described, like, she's strong and she still shows up to school. She still smiles. does she have to go back to class with him at some point?
Or he's very virtually. I don't know.
He has to be there
when he's logged in, or she has to be there knowing that he's in the classroom. Like, is she going to be more likely to want to talk? Is she going to be able to focus on class? And it's also what it screams to victims and to their parents in this case. For survivors, it says, we believe you. We believe you. Mm-hmm. We just don't care.
Yeah.
We believe you that enough to convict him of 10 rape charges, but not enough to actually separate him from the community.
And it says to offenders, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So
long as you're 17.
If you're 16 or 17, yeah, feel free, because the worst you're going to have to do is therapy for a year. A year. And then he'll be fine. He'll be rehabilitated.
I don't have anything else to say on this. It's infuriating.
If you want to 913-586-7798, if you
have anything to say,
I
hate to say this too. Is anybody surprised it's Oklahoma? Maybe that's
they have quite the
wrong
the record
take
there of
to have on this, but I'm not shocked that's the calculation and the process going on here. And I wouldn't be that shocked if it was Kansas or Missouri either. I'd be even more angry, but Oklahoma has a tendency to do things like this.
I mean, they have the superintendent that was quite...
Oh, it's all in the name of God, though.
Quite, yeah.
913-586-7798. More of this coming up on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
What an hour. This has been a fast, quick day. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody.
Thanks to all your veterans out there.
We're moving on from that previous story. We both have a lot of rage, but I
feel like that was a
I don't
really
have any more
good
words
segment,
for it.
And we said
We're
everything we needed
us.
To say. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like
good
that,
on us.
That was everything that needed to be said about that horrifying case, unless there's an update on it.
Here's how we can tie the two together. I believe the annual Bigfoot convention every year is in Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
So that's
one good thing about Oklahoma. They have something fun like that.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma is like one of the home bases for Bigfoot sightings.
So a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran says he saw Bigfoot.
Did he?
In broad daylight on Interstate 80. Now, this was in Oklahoma. This was in Pennsylvania.
Well, he gets around.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. He gets around.
He travels. I mean, I think we've all sat next to him on a plane at one point. Mm-hmm. He was behind another car when a giant, dark, human-shaped figure appeared to step toward the highway, according to this man. Towering above the vehicle in front, two other people reported seeing something in the area that day. A Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO, interviewed him and labeled it as, quote, a very credible sighting from someone sincere and very credible. I'm just going to cut you off right there.
He seems believable, so we believe him.
If you need to use the term credible twice to describe the story, you're creating a negative there. It cancels out. Yes, Quentin.
Was his? Did he get a picture? Which is somehow a 4K phone camera where it's blurry and it's in black and white.
He did not even get that. No.
Well, then.
The witness is an experienced outdoorsman who insists it was not a bear. There is, of course, no photo or video, according to this news story. So, look, here's the thing. We live in a world where your phone will take three-dimensional, slow-motion video of your kid dropping a chicken McNugget. But as soon as Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster pops
suddenly
up,
it doesn't work.
Suddenly everybody's Amish.
Like, yeah.
All of a sudden, nobody has the technology to, not even a Polaroid camera or a Fun Saver. You don't have anything to document Bigfoot. My car has a dash cam. If I see Bigfoot in front of me, I honk and it would capture him. Suddenly, this guy doesn't have it.
Sorry, I was just distracted by Channel 9 just posted. You can see the Northern Lights in our area tonight. Sorry,
that's nice.
Go squirrel for half a second. There are so many Bigfoot conventions across the country. Like, every state has one. Texas, Ohio. Ohio is apparently a big place for it. I'm not shocked that Texas is a big one. But yeah, there are so many Bigfoot conventions. What does one do? What's the activity?
You get together and talk about. What I like about that is I think that proves the sincerity of it. Like,
the commitment to the cause.
People actually believe that Bigfoot is real.
What do you hunt Bigfoot with?
We're supposed to use cameras, right?
What's the...
Evidently not. I want to know, what's the loaf of meth per capita of Bigfoot sightings?
Did you say loaf of meth?
A loaf of meth. Yeah, we aren't just talking...
What's a loaf?
What is a loaf? That's a measurement of meth? Okay.
But meth.
Is that an actual measurement of meth, or is that just what you chose to?
I mean, I'm not a big meth guy, so
I didn't know it was measured in loaves.
Like hail the size of a softball.
I would say,
there you go.
I would say it's probably half a loaf.
Half a loaf.
Yeah, total. There might be acid or shrooms, though. I think are more likely for Bigfoot.
Okay, well, if we're talking
meth,
the
is aliens. Aliens is meth. That's meth. Yeah. I like stories like this, even though I don't believe in them, because I want the universe to be weirder. I don't like normalcy. And the people who believe in stuff like this,
job security,
or even put that out there. Yeah, they're not evil. Mm-hmm. They're bored. Life is work, bills, sad news, repeat. Bigfoot is just this last little piece of maybe the world is secretly magical. And it's nothing to do with politics or religion. We can't possibly get that. I would text line. I dare you.
What are we daring the text line to do?
How could you? You can't possibly get political about Bigfoot is my point.
Why did you? Why?
You can't, but you can't.
Why?
What could you possibly say about Bigfoot that would have anything to do with politics?
You could make a connection between Bigfoot and the fact that the U.S. government actually has a UFO commission.
Yeah.
And you could connect, like, Bigfoot is a category of...
But I think that even UFOs, to an extent, it's not like a left or right issue.
But it's still a political... But it's still...
But it's not...
Who believes more in UFOs, Republicans or Democrats?
I would...
Probably Democrats.
I'm going to look that up.
Also, do you know of a radio host named Dr. John Stamey?
Nope.
He speaks at a lot of these Bigfoot conferences as I look at the schedules now.
I know George.
We can hit next.
I know George Norrie.
Well, yeah,
from St. Louis, but he does Coast to Coast AM now.
Norrie, and then I'll believe in Bigfoot. Yeah. Then I'll go to your conference.
He actually is oddly like skeptical about a lot of stuff, or he was back in the day.
Well, that
he was very much a prove it to me type of thing.
How do we get to speak at the Bigfoot convention?
You got to believe first of all. Do you believe? Are you an expert?
I mean, how do you know who's an expert, you know, these days? You know, I'm sure I could print off a certificate.
Oh, let me see if I can find it. I had audio from a news story.
Oh, let's go to the Florida Bigfoot Convention. Isn't that the one that you want to go to?
I feel like that's more than just a half loaf of meth.
They have a Facebook page. Let's see. How much is this thing costing? Oh, we missed it. It was in April. We can go to the next one.
All right. I had... Yeah. This was from years ago, like 10 years ago. Fox 2 in St. Louis had a guy who claims that he saw Bigfoot.
Did
we hear a Bigfoot call? I understand you do a Bigfoot call.
Oh, wait. Nope. That ain't it. That's Conan O'Brien. Hold on. Here it is. This is the recording Bigfoot.
Okay. So then I ask everyone, what do you think it actually is?
Sounds like a broken Halloween decoration.
It sounds like a like in one of the old radios on the old frequencies.
Hold on. Let me... It sounds like Charles Manson. If you ever heard Charles Manson go on one of his rants on the stand and he was like, whoa, it sounds like that. It sounds like somebody speaking in tongues. Also, he sounds like he says, hello, Larry. All right, Larry. Here, listen.
Can we slow it down?
Oh, that's a good question.
Can we slow it way down?
It's going to take me a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, it's too fast.
Come on, Larry, he says. Come on, Larry.
I think that's the that's the American version of the Tasmanian devil.
Okay, while you're looking that up, here, let me talk for a second about Northern Lights, and then if you can figure out how to slow that down.
Because that's what all the experts do. Maybe Bigfoot will come out for the Northern Lights.
They slow it down. So we have a G4, which is severe geomagnetic storm watch, for tomorrow. And so a major solar flare. These are big, long words. Okay, so beginning tonight, we might be able to see the Northern Lights far south as Kansas and Missouri. And it looks like we might have a really good view, too, because it's perfectly clear out right now. And as long as it stays that way, then we'll be able to see the North. How late do I have to stay up? Probably not very late because it gets dark early. How late do the Northern Lights usually? Is it like middle of the night, though?
It's usually really late.
Way past.
Yeah, and you have to get away from light pollution.
Which I can't. And everything. You have a better chance of seeing it than I do.
Yeah, actually.
And you'll be up.
There's a place like in Lewisburg. There's a... Mm-hmm. What is it? It's not like an astrogeology. It's not that far out, but it is a place. They have like a telescope there.
9 p.m. and midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, I can stay up till 9 p.m. Oh, I mean, that feels late, but.
I was going to say, you'll be able to see it when you wake up in the morning.
That's more likely. 9 p.m. and midnight. I could try to stay up till 9 p.m.
Haven't you seen them in Alaska?
I saw them in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan when I was a kid. And it's cool. I mean, if you've ever seen them. You can stay up till 9 p.m. Yeah, stay up till 9 so that you can see them because it's cool.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Quentin, what time do you have to get up?
What time do I have to get up?
7, right? How late can you sleep in the morning? I know you've been getting up early because your poor body clock is all...
We're slowly marching in the right direction there. I think the margarita-infused sleep I had on Saturday fixed my sleep.
Fixed a lot of your problems.
Yeah, so have margarita at 10.
I missed the football game on Sunday, the early morning football. I woke up at 11:30.
I heard there was no good football on Sunday, though.
There was a lot of good. There wasn't any Chiefs, but there
was a lot of good football in the first segment of games.
Yeah, and then the afternoon games were blowouts, and last night was a garbage game. I have the slowed down Bigfoot.
Okay,
hold on, and
this will tell us
here
for sure.
It is. Oh, that was sped up.
That's the opposite.
I am not good at my job when I can't hear what I'm doing. My bad. Okay.
God, my head is spinning.
Here it is. Oh, wait. That's even faster.
You need to go the other direction with a number.
Control Z.
You need to slow down. What if he's saying something horrifying? What if he's
what if it's not FCC friendly?
I smell your feet while you sleep.
Finger on the dump button, Quentin. You never know. Bigfoot's got a bad mouth.
All right. Getting it.
I can always take a commercial break if you want to work on this.
No, it's literally right there. Okay, here we go. Nope.
That does not help.
No, it still sounds like there's way too much, too many artifacts in there and stuff.
Sounds like
playing a violin.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 6-year-old trying to play the piano, but not with the keys. They're like inside the piano.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he opened it up, the cover. I swear he says, come on, Larry, in the middle of it, too.
Not there.
Hold on.
You hear it?
He goes, no, come on, Larry. I did not hear
anything. You're hearing it, right, Quentin?
Anything.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah, he goes, come on, Larry.
Say anything. Why Larry?
I don't know. Maybe the guy's name was Larry.
And he was encouraging him? Like, come on, you're
Larry.
Not going fast enough. The Bigfoot, let's go.
Bigfoot is a very positive person. He's a very positive cryptid.
He is?
I don't know. I would like to believe that. That's why he can't stand being around us. I saw Harry and the Hendersons. That's a documentary. He was nice in that, even though he ate the goldfish. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Coming up, a woman drove 107 miles an hour and was pulled over for doing so. And when she was asked why she did it, she said it was for pizza.
What pizza would you go twice the speed limit for?
What pizza would anybody? It wouldn't be this one.
No, it would not be this one.
We'll talk about this next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
So we need to talk about the text line for a second.
Real quick, because I want to pay these off because you guys are so funny.
You took it seriously.
And I appreciate that. I forgot during that segment that I said to the text line, I dare you to try to make Bigfoot political. Like, I dare you to try to make this a partisan issue.
And you were committed to the cause.
And then I went to the text line, having forgot that, minutes later, and saw things like this. Bigfoot is clearly a DEI woke Democrat, just like aliens are. Bigfoot is an anarcho-communist. I've met him, and he is that. But also from the text line, everyone knows Bigfoot's a socialist. Bigfoot's a Republican. How do they know Bigfoot isn't a tall guy in a costume? I don't know if that's political, but there you go. And then my favorite is you can tell Bigfoot is a liberal. He's been hiding in a protected forest, living off of berries and government land for decades.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
creative.
Okay, you know what? I think you did it. I think you succeeded. Congratulations. All right. Speaking of food.
Okay.
This woman.
I believe this excuse. I think it's wrong, and I don't know that this is the place I would have mentioned, but I believe this excuse out of Palm Harbor, Florida. We have a 21. So she's barely 21. And the speed limit was 55 miles an hour on US 19 last Thursday night. It was 11:52 p.m., 8 minutes before midnight, when a Pinellas County officer on routine patrol caught her, estimated she was going over 100 miles an hour. In fact, his radar measured her speed at 107 miles an hour. Do math. That's almost twice the legal speed limit.
Yep.
She was in a Kia Forte when he stopped her. She's been arrested. She didn't fight it. Arrested with all kinds of things. Nothing to do with alcohol. She wasn't drinking. Just she was speeding. Arrested without incident on charges of dangerous excessive speeding. Also charged with some other misdemeanor and was released on bond. They asked her, why were you going so fast? And she was honest and said there was no emergency, but she was trying to make it to Little Caesar's Pizza before they closed at midnight.
Okay.
And it was 8 minutes before midnight. So she had to get there.
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, Little Caesar's isn't the one I'm breaking the law for. Maybe Crazy Bread. Maybe.
I mean, they're not telling us what the fines are for going twice the speed limit, but yeah, I'm not paying the fines for Crazy Bread.
That's the one thing there I could see breaking the law for. The second thing is this. How honest are you when the police pull you over?
Well, is there a good answer to that question that gets you out of anything?
That's what I'm saying. What would you say to the cops if you're going 107 miles an hour?
Be honest. She was honest. Honest.
Because I'm always honest with the cops, and I'll be honest with you right now. Doesn't always work. I
also get too chatty and too honest when I'm nervous.
Yes.
And so I would absolutely just tell the truth.
That's why I always have problems when I get pulled over, because I get really nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And that is then doubled by the cop thinking that, why is this guy nervous? He's acting really weird. What's his problem? And then it just builds. It's a horrible thing. I hate being pulled over. I know nobody likes it, but I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. Whenever I get pulled, I was pulled over here about 6 months ago, six or 7 months ago. Rod and I had gone out. I'd had a couple of drinks, and that was 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. I'm driving home and I was speeding. I was in Leawood and I was speeding. And the cop asked me if I had been drinking, because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. And he went, oh man. God. Uh-huh. And he was like, when? I was like, I don't know, like 3 hours ago. And he's like, how many did you have?
Like, I don't want to deal with this. It's the end of my shift.
I had like two margaritas, I think. And he's like, okay. All right, here. And he made me do this thing with my fingers where I had to touch my fingers back and forth like that. And he was like, okay, you're fine. God. And he was like, you got a warning. Just go. But he was angry because I was honest with him.
Have to ask.
Yeah. But I didn't feel like lying was the right thing to do there.
Yeah. I was pulled over at the intersection of 75th Street and Quivira. I will always remember this. And I had a headlight out. And so I was turning in, and I knew it was out, and I was turning in the intersection, and I saw a cop off in the distance. And so I pulled, like, I didn't do a tight turn. I did a wide. I went into the outer lane. I was hoping he wouldn't see that my headlight was out. So I'm like, I'm going to pull in the outer lane.
Yep.
Guess who gets pulled over?
Yep.
I do. And he asks, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, because my headlight's out. He said, no. I didn't notice your headlight was out. I pulled you over because you didn't do the tight turn. You pulled into the outer lane instead of the inner lane. And I didn't even see that your headlight was out.
And now your headlight's out.
Now
so
I can charge you with two things.
Now I got to do this.
Yeah. So it's like, you should always just say, no, officer, I don't know why you pulled me over. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, if they ask you if you've been drinking, should you
lie?
I know, like, libertarian lawyers will tell you, like,
don't admit anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Don't.
If they ask you, say that's none of your business. Well,
clearly, in your situation, yes, that you just say no.
Yeah.
And just see if they ask you more. Maybe you would have let it go.
I wouldn't drive drunk anyway, but I guess if I had the drinks more recently, maybe I'd be more likely to not tell the truth.
You would have lied because you would have been more worried about it.
I'm surprised, because I just came from Rod's house, that he didn't go, how much weed have you been smoking tonight, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Because you smell like Willie Nelson's hair.
So what pizza are you going twice the speed limit for?
Minsky's. I would speed to Minsky's.
Those who know me know Pizza 51.
Yeah, Pizza 51.
That's a good
one.
Goes in my, yes. Also, I have a new affection for Buffalo State. I like that a lot. And there's one other one that Pizza Tazio. That's my new favorite is Pizza Tazio. It's amazing. You get a pizza the size of a tire.
Does Buffalo State do beer too?
You've probably been to Buffalo State because they have one in downtown Overland Park.
Yeah.
They probably
I don't remember
do
getting pizza there.
Oh, yeah. Their pizza's great.
I think I've seen Buffalo State. I haven't gone there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've
Pizza Tazio, Pizza 51.
Pizza Tazio, Pizza 51. Minsky's for me.
Yeah.
Quentin?
Not Little Caesars.
Do you care about
Papa John's, right?
Do you even like pizza?
Papa John's?
I mean, pizza's fine.
Little garlic sauce?
Pizza's fine. Pizza's
oh,
fine.
My God.
Yeah. I mean, Minsky's is really good. The problem is that, once again, living in the Northland, and the problem with the suburbs.
They don't have any Minsky's in the Northland?
No, they do. There's a Minsky's in Liberty. But everything else is a chain restaurant, so.
All right.
Text in.
913-586-7798. What pizza would you be speeding for right now? Keeping it very specific. If you had to break the law, because they're closing, and oh my God.
It's 8 minutes, and you got to get
minutes.
There.
You got to get there. Which also, by the way, I'll tell you right now, I worked at pizza places. We weren't happy to see you.
Right at the end.
Right before closing.
No restaurant wants to see you right before closing.
Yeah, we just shut everything down. The oven is off, and now we got to fire everything back up. Great. Thank you so much. Like, if because it's Little Caesars, maybe she went in and was trying to get a hot and ready because those are just there.
Maybe she'd already ordered it.
But if she ordered it, she doesn't need to worry about them closing. They're not going to hold on to her pizza.
Yeah, but maybe she was almost there.
Maybe. Anyway, what pizza are you speeding for? 913-586-7798. Talk about that some more coming up on Midday.
Who's hungry? This conversation is...
You know, I said we shouldn't do food segments in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm changing my mind on that because it's the perfect time to do them.
Because past the noon hour?
Yeah, because one...
And we're close to going...
Anybody who's listening to us probably has eaten lunch already or is about to. We're off, so we can eat in a minute. Mm-hmm. If we did this at 11, I'd be like, I'm going to be hungry for the rest of the show.
And awesome. Be mad for the next 3 hours.
So a woman was caught going double the speed limit because she was trying to get to Little Caesars before they closed.
She was close.
At least she was honest. Mm-hmm. What pizza would you be speeding for? From the text line, Waldo Pizza?
I would support that.
I also would, especially the original one. Funhouse. Not sure what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Is that the same thing as like Showbiz?
I don't know. Old Shawnee. I've seen Old Shawnee Pizza, not had it.
I have never been there either. People love it.
Mm-kay.
People rave about it.
Let's see. Sardines. Is that a pizza place or are they saying they want sardines on their pizza?
We were talking about this. I've never heard.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. That is not how you get you don't order your pizza from us.
Yeah.
Two Minsky's. They say there's two Minsky's on Berry Road. I don't know.
Okay.
And people keep bringing up a place called Original Pizza. They used to be in the malls. It was greasy pepperoni New York style pizza. That just sounds like Sbarro to me.
It does. That's what we were trying to figure out because Sbarro pizza was not amazing.
Let's go to Lisa in Lee Summit. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
I guess I would be rushing to Lenovo's.
Lenovo's.
Lenovo. It's based out of Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Or maybe any pizza from the New York area.
Well, I believe John Grayson is listening because he's texted me a couple times, so that would make him very happy to hear.
Yes.
So Lenovo in New York. So are you from there or you've just had it?
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York.
From Buffalo.
And when I go up to visit, the first thing is pizza and wings.
Okay, I have to ask you then, how do you feel about New York City pizza?
I've actually never been to New York City.
What?
I grew up in Buffalo. I never went
to New York
City. I
guess it's like, what, 6 hours away?
It is quite a distance.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I obviously New York, upper New York is different.
Yeah.
Okay, because we've talked about this before where I think it's overrated.
It's all the same.
New York style's fine, but I've gone to the paper plate places in New York City and they're not great. All right, Lisa, thanks so much.
Yes,
appreciate it.
We all have, or I think a lot of people have, wherever you grew up, a pizza place that maybe in retrospect isn't amazing, but that you still have a lot of affection for.
You have good memories. I think nothing will ever taste better to me than a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut that I got with my bucket. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We used to get those too. Bucket still exists, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where you just have to read a certain number of books a month and then you get a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Yeah.
That and when I worked at Pizza Hut,
And I think the only reason I did it was so I could make my own personal pan pizza. You got one for lunch, or you got one like on your lunch break? Oh, so good.
For us, it was Monocle's, which is only in my hometown. And just super thin and crispy and good. Like, it's not the best in the universe, but it was good.
There is a great place in Lee's Summit called Next Door Pizza that I used to go to and do trivia nights at every Tuesday, and didn't go out of business, but changed owners, and they were that's a core memory for me in Overland Park, going there on Tuesday nights. It was awesome. All right, Dan and Parks is up next. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you guys. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.